Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Can you say $49 come-on price on the radio? Didn't know that. Wow. It's Jim Valley. I do not have a $49 come-on price. No, it will cost you much more. It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we are live 7 days a week, as long as you don't count yesterday. Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific, and Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Jim Valley, here since 2019. No matter what Darby Fan 68 says, guy tweeted Brian saying, Brian always says Observer Live is on 7 days a week, but it's not. You know, I have feelings too. Darby Lover 68. Darby Lover 68 has not been listening for the last 5 years. I'm not mad. Feel bad for him. He missed out on like nearly three good jokes. Yeah, who looks foolish now? Darby Lover 68. That's what I thought. Anyway. Welcome, Darby Lover 68. Hope you moderately enjoy the show, just like everyone else on their Tuesday mornings when they got nothing else to listen to. All right, enough of that foolishness. We have more indifferent foolishness to get to. SmackDown, Best of the Super Juniors, Pro Wrestling Noah, and a ton of other things to talk about. Plus, I was at AEW Dynamite in Everett, and Rampage and Collision in Portland. Two very different shows. There is a lot to talk about. And of course, I got to earn on my Tony Khan money. So they're the greatest ever. Pure bliss. Awesome. Can I get my money now? Stupid online people. Anyway, stand by. Oh, by the way, a very happy birthday to our own Denise Salcedo. She's going to celebrate today. Take it easy. Only working 14 of her jobs today. Also, Blue Meanie's birthday, so happy birthday to him. Sounds like Casey Kasem. Requests and dedications coming up. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. And we are live 7 days a week. And all the people on Tuesday, when they finally get around to listening, they love it. So don't worry about it. SmackDown Friday night. Oh my gosh. Bianca Belair defeated Tiffany Stratton to advance in the Queen of the Ring tournament. Also, LA Knight, Logan Paul, backstage at a stare down. And you know what? That might be a good idea. Give LA Knight a little rub by taking the title off Logan Paul. That could work if that's the direction they're going in. Tama Tonga defeated LA Knight to advance in the King of the Ring tournament. Everybody is tweeting and talking about this thing they're doing with Tama Tonga. They had him backstage and he was making these noises.
Oh, yeah.
People online clowning on it, making fun of it, saying it sounds like Cornholio and needs TP for his bunghole. We've seen these type of things in WWE before. People will hate on it, make fun of it at first, then they'll love it. It's going to be his thing, and he'll be over. And it will be the new catchphrase, the new yeah. Distraction and interference by Tama Tonga and Tangaloa. I should say Solo Sikoa and Tangaloa let Tama Tonga hit his finish for the pin. And you know, there's a dusty finish. Can we call this the bloodline finish? I mean, why? Even in kayfabe, why in 3 years? 3 years! Cody Rhodes is the only person who had several people ready to help him watch his back and fend off the sustained interference of the bloodline. If I was wrestling the bloodline, are you kidding? I'd have so many people lined up, make the AW roster look small. But in 3 years, nobody does. Even after Cody was successful, nobody's copying him. Why do people not criticize this? It's even if you bring people out and the bloodline still manages to win. Let's do something. It's same finish over and over and over. How stupid. How stupid are these people? Anyway, Cody Rhodes and Logan Paul signed their contract for King and Queen of the Ring. The match is no longer for Paul's U.S. title. He tore up the contract, said he wasn't going to sign it. He and his lawyer brought out a new contract for only Cody's titles on the line. Cody got a great promo on Logan Paul. I did see this clip. Great stuff. Nia Jax defeated Jade Cargill by DQ to advance to the Queen of the Ring. They fought outside the ring, and Nia Jax threw Jade down right in front of Cargill's daughter, yelled in the girl's face that her mom sucks. It's very funny. The match breaking down. Finish came when Nia raised a chair. Jade caught it, used it on Jax. Did a whole schmoz thing, had to be separated. So there you go. DIY defeated Humberto and Angel. And Randy Orton defeated Carmelo Hayes to advance to the King of the Ring tournament. Hayes went for a springboard cutter, and Orton caught him with the RKO. You know what I hate about AEW? The way you can predict the end of every match. Hate that. So Orton faces Tama Tonga, and Nia Jax faces Bianca Belair, which makes Bianca the unlucky EST in the WWE. Gets to face Nia Jax. Lots of stuff while you were sleeping overnight in Japan. Willow Nightingale successfully defended the TBS title, beating Tam Nakano. New Japan, best of the Super Juniors. Spoilers, quick results. B-Block, Takahashi defeated Sho. Kevin Knight, in a great match, defeated El Desperado. Akira defeated Ishimori. Blake Christian defeated Titan. Robbie Eagles defeated Kushida. Bushi defeated TJP. Doki defeated Ninja Mac. Hayashi defeated defeated Kanemaru. Drilla Maloney defeated Dragon Dia. And Vegeta defeated Clark Connors. Blake Christian is in first place in A Block. Only wrestler with a perfect record. Kushida and Ishimori took their first losses today, but tied for first in the B Block. And it was announced that the best of the Super Juniors will be the main event of Dominion on Sunday, June 9th, taking place in Osaka Joe Hall, and will air on New Japan World. That's where Moxley defends the IWGP World Heavyweight title against Evil. Other matches kind of just looks like a card. Also overnight, Pro Wrestling Noah's Sunny Voyage. I love the branding and cultural differences all around the world. I mean, in the United States, nobody would call a wrestling show Sunny Voyage. Okay. Oh, wait. Effie might, and it would be fabulous, but the promos. Can you imagine? I'm going to smash your head. I'm going to break your bones and make you bleed at Sunny Voyage. Anyway, Sunny Voyage, Dragon Bane, won a five-man match. Kenno won, Marufuchi and Sugiyara won, and the Stinger, the team, not the guy, and El Hijo de Dr. Wagner defeated Kiyomiya and Iwawata and Alejandro. That's anyway. And in a 10-man match, two out of three falls, the good-looking guys defeated Team Noah. Who do they think they are? WWE. Anyway. Everybody's been talking about the president of CyberFight, the company that owns Noah, Tokyo Joshi Pro, and DDT. You know, so basically, CyberFight owns two out of the three companies Jim Cornette hates. But the president of CyberFight said that he wanted to strengthen ties with WWE. And if you remember, it was CyberFight who bought Noah, basically, to prevent WWE from buying it a few years ago. And a lot of people up in arms about it, calling WWE a predatory company, blaming it for coming in and, you know, killing the British wrestling scene. They don't want that to happen in Japan. These people are not wrong. Look, there's no question. Vince McMahon wanted to control 100% of wrestling. He wanted every dollar in wrestling to come to him. And as far as we know, Vince has nothing to do with the company anymore. And if Vince was still there, I'd probably be up in arms as well. But for right now, me personally, I'm willing to give Paul Levesque the benefit of the doubt. He let Nakamura work the Muto retirement show. Charlie Dempsey was in All Japan. It's fine. Plus, you know, Japan is not the UK. Even with the WWE presence, I'm not sure how successful a WWE-style promotion would be in Japan. I mean, there are WWE fans in Japan, no question. But it doesn't feel like an overwhelming number. And just like other aspects that make it hard for an import to be any more than a good product that serves a niche audience, you know, right now the yen is weak, and money talks. The great Muda has been named a scouting advisor for Noah. So we'll see what happens. It's not impossible for a WWE relationship to be a good thing. All right, let's get to it. I was at AEW all this week. We'll talk about everything next. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
We all love children, and many of us have an old car, truck, or van in the driveway. Find the Children has a great way for you to put your unwanted vehicle to good use. Keep listening. Every year, thousands of kids go missing. Trust me, it's a parent's worst nightmare. When a child goes missing, every moment counts, and you need all of the help you can get. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to locating missing children and bringing them home safely. You can help support their mission by donating your car, truck, van, van, or SUV. A towing company will come and pick up your car for free, running or not. And the donation of your car is tax deductible. Your help is providing the funds they need to continue their services. Call now, donate your old vehicle to Find the Children and get free pickup. Here's the number.
800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. 800-670-7830. That's 800-670-7830.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Malcolm. Ah, goodness gracious. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live. It's you and me, and we're wrestling with equipment today. Radio equipment. Is there anything cheaper? Anyway, let's get to it. This week, AEW was just miles away from me, up in Everett, Washington, and about 90 miles south of me in Portland, Oregon. But Dynamite was in Everett on Wednesday night. For those who don't know, it's a Navy town. There's a base not far away. And it's blue collar. It's very nice. And for the last few years, it's been the home of Funko. And Funko, I know it's having issues right now, but there is a great store they built in a building in downtown Everett with giant Funko statues everywhere. And inside the store, it's like a store you'd find at Walt Disney World or something. It's got all kinds of giant sets and different things with giant figures from Star Wars and Harry Potter, Marvel, Batman. You go in there, take a million pictures, get excited by a bunch of Funko. Downtown is Angel of the Winds Arena. Angel of the Winds is a casino, if you don't get the naming of the arena, but it's a nice facility right in the middle of downtown. Seats about 9,000 people. And I have no doubt that it's less expensive to run than being in Seattle or Tacoma. And I've been to see WWE, I believe, twice in the same building. Last time I went was 2019, Road to WrestleMania. Becky Lynch, remember all that? She was the man. Anyway, that night, there were around 3,000 fans in the building. Today, obviously, WWE would sell a lot more tickets. But back then, 3,000 fans. Now, based on that location and how AEW has been drawing lately, I expected 2,500 in the building. And by my estimate, talking to my friends, even Brian Alvarez, we all agree that we think it drew about 4,000 fans. If I'm wrong, I'll admit I'm not trying to pump anything up. And admittedly, I'm not the best when it comes to estimates. But I am being sincere when I say that it seemed about 4,000. And again, given how AEW is drawing lately, I thought that was pretty good. I mean, there are wrestling fans I know who will travel thousands of miles for wrestling. And we'll talk about that coming up. But generally speaking, Seattle people don't really drive to Tacoma or Everett. Same goes for the other city, same thing. Meaning, I doubt there were too many or an overwhelming number of Tacoma fans, for example, in Everett. As a matter of fact, at one point, Justin Roberts asked the crowd if he should just say Seattle, and that went over like the proverbial fart in church, as they say in wrestling. And based on that, I'm going to guess not a lot of Seattle people either. But it was a great crowd. It was hot all night. You know, the first time AEW ran Seattle at Climate Pledge, that crowd was molten hot. But I mean, Darby Allin beat Samoa Joe for the title. There was all kinds of special things they did for the local heroes. And this nearly matched it with half the people, about half the people. And this crowd knew and reacted to everybody. Everett, Washington loves it some wrestling. And I got to tell you, Wednesday night, I loved Everett Washington. Oh my gosh, he was the best. Oh, real quick, before I forget, I want to say thank you to the gentleman in Portland who came up to me and thanked me for Pacific Rim. He said he's learned so much about Japanese wrestling. And it was still kind of loud. I asked him his name, but I couldn't hear it. I didn't want to do it four more times. I apologize for that. But when Fumi came to me years ago, wanting to start a podcast, he told me his goal was he wanted to educate people. And podcasts was how young people get their information. That's what he wanted to do. And so to have someone thank me and Fumi for all they've learned, that's very touching. So I really, really appreciate it. But in Portland, Oregon, Thursday night, AEW ran the Moda Center, about a 21,000 seat arena. Blazers play there. I talked to a friend of mine who's in the know. His educated guess, 26 or 2800 people. Now, the common knowledge you see online all the time, AEW needs to run smaller arenas. That may be true, but I will say this. For the Moda Center only, the lighting in there is so good. The two upper decks, pitch black. I mean, you knew they were there, but you couldn't see the empty seats. You only saw black. So in the case of the Moda Center, I don't think the empty seats had any effect on the mood or the look or the vibe of the show. Now, when Ring of Honor started, a lot of people left. So obviously, you'll see empty seats if you watch Ring of Honor, but I'm not talking about that. On the floor, duh, you're going to see that. But from my eye, comparing being on the floor of both shows, the footprint looked about the same, but I had a feeling Portland had fewer fans, but they were great. It was more of a regular ebb and flow show, a night of wrestling, up for some things, but supportive, but quiet for others. And that's understandable. There were some good matches in Portland, maybe a couple hiccups. It wasn't bad, but it was not exceptional like Everett. Everett was amazing. But I mean, the matches were incredible, you know, and somebody, you know, the trolls who were idiots. You know, the gym, they only drew what the ratings were like 670,000 people. It was a great show. Those 670,000 people saw a great show. Lucky them. Now, does AEW have its struggles? Of course it does. Would it be better if some things were buttoned up? Of course. But popularity does not necessarily equal quality. Starbucks, the best coffee. McDonald's, the best burger. I'm not knocking them. I'm just saying. Maybe they're not necessarily the best. Look, there are boutique things that super serve many fan bases and many interests everywhere. I don't see what the problem is to have one in wrestling. You know, it boggles my mind sometimes. Is there another hobby or interest where there are people who partake in the interest but don't enjoy it? There are people who love the entrances and the spectacle and, you know, the drama of WWE, but the matches, quiet during the match. And I like wrestling. You don't go to a football game. Are there people who go to the football game just for the halftime show? No. They go there to watch football. Why are there wrestling fans who don't like the actual wrestling? The art of wrestling. Trademark Colt Cabana. It's weird. I like to watch wrestling. And oh my God, there was some great wrestling in Everett on Wednesday. That tag team match, Kyle Fletcher, Jeff Cobb, Brian Daniels, Moxley. Oh my gosh. Brian Daniels, Mox came out. That place went insane. And then, just when you think it couldn't get any louder, his local boy, Brian Daniels. Oh my gosh. He went insane. That match was awesome. Kyle Fletcher is awesome. If you tweet it out, he got crotched on the guardrail right in front of us. Very funny. We had people falling in our lap all night. How come people catch a baseball, they get to keep it? Swerve went in the crowd. How come I don't get his title belt? Should be able to take that home as a souvenir. Seems only fair. Anyway, that match was awesome. And you know what? Every match was great. That main event, Okada and Dax, you know, everybody says, you can always predict the winners and the losers in AEW. You know who's going to win. That may be true. But in the building, those near falls, I swear to God, those people in Everett, Washington, on Wednesday night, thought Dax could beat Okada. That is the God's honest truth. And you know what? Dax is a great wrestler. Okada, obviously, a great wrestler. And they gave them time to have a great wrestling match. Oh, no. Can you imagine that? Extra time for a wrestling match on a wrestling show with two people who are great wrestlers. Tony Khan, what the hell are you thinking? Oh, I got more. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered, so why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Jim Vallon, Wrestling Observer Live. You know, Everett. That's an insult, actually. People, a lot of politicians and different things have vilified Seattle. So for many people in this area, Seattle is a dirty word. I apologize. Anyway, dark matches in Everett. Dark Order of Alex Reynolds, John Silver, and Evil Uno beat Midnight Heat and Sid Sila. Midnight Heat, unsigned tag team. They've been a lot in Defy. Ricky Gibson, Eddie Pearl. Chris Statlander beat Viva Van, another woman who's been to Defy and all over the West Coast. And the reason I bring this up is because, you know, they did the match with the Young Bucks and Seidel and Christopher Daniels. Christopher Daniels, they lost. And the Young Bucks fired Christopher Daniels. And Brian has talked about it. It's the perfect place to do it because Daniels has done a ton in Defy. And it was obvious, both in Seattle and Portland, that there are a ton of Defy fans. And I think you have got to give Defy credit. Matt Farmer, Jim Perry, and everybody involved for creating and educating and serving the fans of this area. Everybody knew all the Defy people. They booed the hell out of Midnight Heat in both Seattle and Portland. You know, they cheered people. And you know, here, and I tweeted about this. It is no big deal anymore for a local talent to lose doing enhancement work. Fans know what's up. They still like you. They understand the game. And it's not a big deal to do that. I'm sure, you know, there are exceptions to every rule. But generally speaking, it's not a thing. You know, a lot of times you got to protect my gimmick. No, you don't. Take the money. Anyway, Portland, Oregon. Again, good crowd, but more of a typical crowd. I will say, both nights, everybody loved Will Ospreay. Thunderous, thunderous reactions for Will Ospreay. He looks and acts like a star. You can tell he's loving this and is bringing out the best in him. And I'm not just talking about matches, interviews, coming to the ring, charisma, presence. It's great. It's like you thought he blossomed in New Japan. Feels like he's blossoming even more again. He's having a second spring of Will Ospreay. You love to see that. Bryan Danielson, FTR, defeated Lance Archer and The Righteous. Another very good match. Again, huge pop, Bryan Danielson. Orange Cassidy defeated Isaiah Cassidy. Now, Trent Beretta came down to the crowd and was standing behind the rail watching Orange Cassidy's match. The crowd booed the hell out of Trent Beretta. They hated Trent Beretta, which surprised me. Also, Johnny TV came out. He got a great reception. And again, I was a little bit surprised. Not because he's terrible or anything, but sometimes when people have been around for so long, you're just, oh yeah, you see him all the time. It's Johnny TV. They loved Johnny TV and Taya. So that's great. I was happy to see that. Shibata, again, very strong reaction, I thought, both nights in Seattle and Portland. I feel like he sort of had limited exposure. That dude is over with the crowd. He had a very solid match with Rocky Romero. Solid, very good, you know, not spectacular. Brian Keith defeated Beefcake Boulder. The Beefcake Boulder came out, and he was wearing a singlet, and then he pulled his straps on his chest on the side and talked about Titty City. Crowd laughed so much. And they were doing comedy spots where putting people's faces into Beefcake Boulder's Titty City and playing off lots of comedy. Crowd loved it. My friends did not. They're in the minority. The thing with Bang Bang Gang. Serena Deeb defeated Anna Jay via submission. Before the match, Serena brings her flag out. They put it ringside. And toward the end of the match, Luther comes out and disconnects the flag from the flagpole. He and Mariah May take it back, unfurl it on stage, each holding a corner. Tony Storm comes out. And she stands behind the flag like a curtain and starts undressing, throwing her clothes in the air, and then takes the flag, wraps it around like a gown, and starts parading around the stage and the ramp. I've never seen that before. Oh my God, that was funny. Oh my word, I died. Killed. I'm dead. I got a pain right here. Laughing so hard. Finally, Serena Deeb chased them off the stage. They liked Kyle O'Reilly. Roosh defeated Cody Chapman. You know, someone online said this. I wish I could remember the name, but Roosh always looks like he freaking hates who he's in the ring with. And he's great. Crowd responded to him, you know, whipping and choking Cody Chapman, another great local talent. People in Portland knew and cheered for Cody Chapman. You know, I'm sure there's local talent that gets cheered everywhere you go, all around the country, when there are enhancements. But I doubt they get cheered as loudly and they're as well known as they are in Portland and Seattle when it comes to Defy. Deonna Purrazzo defeated Robin Renegade. I've seen a lot of Robin. She impressed me. I think she's got something. After the match, Thunder Rosa came out. They brawled, whole thing. And then Brian Cage defeated Anthony Bowens. Good match. Brian Cage had a great match with Swerve. Brian Cage is a great opponent for people. And I really felt for Everett, that was the perfect opponent. Just, he's so good at doing those things. I mean, I don't know if you can do anything with him or not. I don't know the guy. But I'll tell you what, I have a lot of respect for Brian Cage. You know, in Portland, I met up with a guy I know from Defy, fan named Manny. Really cool, really smart fan. And his girlfriend I met, Allie. She's in a bigger wrestling fan than him. And she's a very pretty young woman. Watch out, Manny. Sorry. Just unleashed a bunch of neckbeards. Gonna come out of their basement, try to steal your girl. Sorry about that. Poor Allie. About to be engulfed by this swarm of black t-shirts. Terrible pickup lines. Sorry. Anyway, we're walking to our seats. Everyone's saying hi to Manny. No one said hi to me. He should be on the Observer. Anyway, we're talking with a group of his friends. Really nice people. Like eight of them. Nice people. Talking about the traveling they've done for wrestling. I mean, Japan, Mexico. One person flew to Nova Scotia to see Nick Wayne's first AEW match. Really small airplane, small airport. It says even on the plane with him were Jericho and the Bucks. Nothing happened. It was just surreal for that, like that. But anyway, Manny and Allie and their friends, all of them, seem like the nicest people. And you know, as we were talking, one of the members of the group said, you know, you meet the nicest people through wrestling. And you know what? He's right. It's true. I have met so many nice people through wrestling. Manny, Ellie, my friend James, who we went to Everett with, and Howard, and Frank went to Portland with, Scott Fishman, the writer, his wife Ashley, Thomas Lynette Wagner, my girl Mel in the chat, Power Bombshells, Dave Meltzer is really nice. Brian Alvarez, believe it or not, is very nice. I know he hates me saying that because it ruins his gimmick, but he really is. And look, I know I have been upset about the recent allegations against Vince McMahon. You know, I tend to believe them. Also, you know, the history of documented abhorrent behavior and all the new things that have been added to that list. And it's a very long and disturbing list. And it's disgusting and baffling how he's gotten away with it all. And, you know, I was talking to my friend James, who's a little older than me, watching wrestling about the same amount of time. And we were both like, you know, kind of question, have we been supporting a bad thing? Are we implicit? Have we been wasting our lives and our time? And we kind of do. We both said we have some guilt and questions whether, you know, we foolishly wasted lives supporting something with a shady underbelly that's even worse than we realized. I admit it has affected my enjoyment at times of wrestling, especially WWE. And look, make it clear, I think the talent is great. I do not blame the talent unless there's any kind of evidence or something uncovered. I think the talent is great. Great wrestlers, great performers, the top of the industry, the top of the game. I just have issues with management and some of the practices. So I just want to make that clear. There's a delineation. I don't hate Cody. I think Cody's great. Drew McIntyre, Charlotte, whoever. But spending this week, some of my favorite people I've met through wrestling, and some new people who seem pretty great who I'd like to maybe get to know, it makes me remember there's a very positive side. A side with people who won't crap on your head, who won't say you have a job for life and then fire you, who will belittle you for asking a real question. There are good people in wrestling. Those good people are sitting in the stands. And there are some really great people sitting there. You know, you can sit in there, just start up a conversation with the person next to you. Hear them talking. Yeah, a little something. Suddenly, you're all just wrestling nerds talking wrestling. And sure, wrestling needs a house cleaning. But you know all the great people I've met? I wouldn't trade them for anything. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Attention homeowners. It's not if something's going to break, it's when. That's homeownership. If your dryer, your refrigerator, or your AC and heating breaks, that's an expensive call. And who do you call? Make it easy on yourself and call Choice Home Warranty. We've already done the research and have access to 25,000 technicians that can be at your home quickly. We've covered close to 2 million homes in the United States. There's a good chance your neighbors work with us. Call us right now before the next breakdown. We'll tell you everything that's covered in your home and give you the first month free with our ironclad 30-day money-back guarantee. Call now and learn how to get your free month.
800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. 800-392-7027. That's 800-392-7027.
Limitations and exclusions apply. First month free with purchase of single plan. Visit choicehomewarranty.com for more details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
It's Jim Valley. It's Wrestling Observer Live. You know, in Portland, on Thursday night, there's this kid, maybe 8 years old. He had a sign, not particularly big, but it said, "Sign this." And he wasn't, you know, on the rope line where people can see him. There were taller people in front of him. He wasn't particularly aggressive, but the whole show, due to circumstances, I don't think people saw him. So nobody signed his sign. And I was like, if he would have gone the show without no autographs, I would have grabbed that sign and done something. But, you know, it wasn't anybody being rude. It was just circumstance. But, you know, Ring of Honor started and a lot of people left. And so his sight line was better. And it was during a multi-person match, during the introductions. He was already in the ring when the arena went dark for his opponents to be introduced. Nick Camerota jumped down off the ring, came running over, signed the kid's sign real quick, and it made his whole night. Nick jumped back in the ring at his match. It was the sweetest thing. And then the rest of the night, all the Ring of Honor baby faces came over and signed this kid's sign before the show ended. And he was so happy. His dad was so happy. And it's things like that that you remember as a little kid. And it's things like that that make fans and make the whole relationship with wrestling special. And someday that kid will be doing a wrestling podcast in a black t-shirt. It all started thanks to Nick Camerota. It was very sweet. All the wrestlers were great. So, great to see. All right. Hey, if you're in the chat, stand by. We got a lot more to talk about. We're going long, kids. See you next week. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.